I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 345, the three things you need to know this hour. First,
it's a story that takes several twists and turns as a mother at the center of a 2020 Amber Alert sues the Iron County School District for negligence. Some KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson.
Second, Draper is sending firefighters to New Mexico to help with wildfires there. They're going to be helping with the Calf Canyon fire, more than a quarter million acres in size. It's burning east of Santa Fe. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
An earlier crash still affecting traffic in Weber County, 19th West at Midland Drive. And now we have right lanes blocked from this crash and fuel spill southbound I-215 West Belt, 2100 North. And a crash for downtown drivers, 3rd West, 1300 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Look for pleasant temps with highs near 70. I'm Matt Johnson.
It's 66 degrees, filtered sunshine in Salt Lake City. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
$10 billion from the American Rescue Plan is headed to public safety departments across the country.
Money that can be used to hire back police officers, to invest in proven strategies like community violence interruption and prevention programs, and to keep their cities and counties safe and ease the burden on law enforcement.
President Biden says the plan includes funds to bring back up to 460,000 jobs. The White House is still working with the FDA to get more infant formula to store shelves.
We've been working to address for months, but we're working to ensure that there is greater supply, consistent supply in the shelves as long as possible.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki, the shortage started with a recall by Abbott Labs, the company that makes Similac. Defense Secretary Austin spoke today with his Russian counterpart. The Pentagon says the conversation was important because it's keeping communication lines open. Stocks closed higher for the day, lower for the week. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
It's time for the KSL In-Depth and the questions about Elon Musk and Twitter. So I want to go straight to ABC's Alex Stone, who was working the story today. Alex, all of a sudden, the Twitter purchase is on hold and it's not on hold at the same time. So the first question is, Alex, is Elon Musk trolling everybody?
You know, at the beginning of this, Jeff, there were those who believed that that's what he was doing. And then he said, well, we're moving forward, that this is going. And then everybody said, wow, this is real. But now we don't know. He says he is committed to the deal, but he wants to know how many bots are really on Twitter. Twitter has said publicly and in SEC filings that the number is around 4 or 5% that may not be real accounts and could be bots, fakes, spam, not real users. He's been pretty obsessed with this bot thing from the beginning. This week asked about buying Twitter, and his answer was,
it needs to really get rid of the bots and the scams and spammers and anyone trying to create sort of fake influence on the site by where it's one person or one entity operating 100,000 accounts.
Yeah, he was talking to the Financial Times this week. He's been promising to get rid of the bots. Analysts are saying, Jeff, he agreed to the $44 billion deal. He would really have to prove that Twitter has been lying, that they have not been truthful to the world to get out of this deal. Otherwise, he's going to have to pay a lot of money, probably around $1 billion. But to him, that may not be that much. So a lot of different takes on what this is. Some are saying that this is him just doing his due diligence to know what the company is all about. Others believe trying to get a better deal, bring down that $44 billion price. Today, the Twitter stock fell, the company worth less. And others, they're saying this is him bailing. Sarah Silver, financial professor in Connecticut.
I think this is a pretext for getting out of the deal. It's simply not credible that he didn't know this was an issue. He's a very sophisticated investor, and this has been a problem disclosed in SEC filings for years.
Yeah, she says Twitter not a great investment anyway, money-wise. So based on the tweet, he says he's moving forward. Twitter CEO tweeted out today that they plan on this going forward, but that they are prepared for any scenario the way that it goes. Nobody knows. Maybe even Elon Musk doesn't know right now, but he says that he's committed, but he wants to know how many bots are there.
So during the course of the same day, there have been two tweets. One says it's all on hold. The other says we're moving forward. So nobody knows what to do. Meantime, Twitter sits there. They have a company to run. Are they taking any action, or are they just required to sit and watch their stock tumble?
Yeah, behind the scenes, maybe they are. Their stock did go down today. We know that they've been making changes. Look, even without him owning it, he's got a lot of influence over it, that we've seen executives leave, changes made in the policies. So what he's doing is already changing things at Twitter, and he could walk away and say, hey, I had the influence. I did what I wanted to do. He also said this week, well, it's too liberal of a company. It's based in San Francisco. We might make changes. If you're a Twitter employee, you're probably very nervous right now, and they're watching all of this, but where it's going to go, nobody knows.
You might be nervous about your stock options. Twitter was down 10% today on Wall Street. ABC's Alex Stone joining us live. Thanks so much, Alex. Have a great weekend.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.